Yeah, here you go. And by the way, there's still some bacon sandwiches up there, so do feel free to have two or three.
Make a rash decision.
Yeah, you know, the sin of gluttony doesn't apply this morning. You are absolved from any sin of gluttony this morning. Look, Paul's going to bring them round. Now you can't resist. Right, in your hand, sir.
Thank you very much. For the promotion to Dean and Bishop there, but never mind. I would just like to also reiterate thank you to Holly for her prayers. And, you know, we're talking about God's word this morning, and God's word is not restricted to words, because quite often what we want to communicate goes beyond the bounds of what any individual word can communicate, because words are purely symbols. And the Bible also talks about the spirit groaning, and I just want to say your prayers really moved me this morning. So thank you very much for what you said and also what you didn't say. That was really good. Thank you. So in prayer, let us continue in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we ask that you are here in your Holy Spirit, that you speak to each and every one of us through your word, that we may be salt and light in this your creation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just over a week ago, Jeremy Paxman, you know, the very good interviewer, was writing an article on the Church of England's fight to survive that we have here. And it's kind of interesting read. What was also, though, an interesting read, quite often we get these articles now online as well, is that people can write in response to it. Well, here's some of the responses to it. As you see, I've just highlighted a few. No way am I going to go through all of that. It's not pleasant listening, but I actually think we have responsibility to listen, because these are the people whom we are called to be the light and the salt to. So very selective, because we can't be here for 2 days, very selective quotes from the article. Well, the article itself, for example, last year the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, I'm sure you knew that anyway, talked of how the culture is becoming anti-Christian. What does it mean? If it means that Christians are miffed because their superstitions cannot so easily be imposed on others in our country anymore, then good. One does from time to time hear Christians coming out with that self-pitying whine. And some of the responses to the article. As a confirmed atheist, I love that.